Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be learning all about a new shape, but before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, you can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Okay, let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper. I'll write my name.
You write your name. Write it neatly. I'll write mine neatly.
And then you can put your pencil away for a little while because we're going to color first. So we are going to talk about the shape called pentagon. Can you say pentagon? Pentagon. Yeah, it's like, hey, be gone. Pent. Just kidding. Pentagon. All right, it's got a funny name, but there's a bunch of them in our picture at the top of our page. And so I want to show you what to be looking for so you can be on the lookout for it. If you look at the doghouse in our picture, the doghouse is in the shape of a pentagon. So let's do this. Let's color the doghouse red. Find a red crayon. Any kind of red will work. And I can't even find, there I go. And start coloring it red. The doghouse is red. And it's a pentagon shape. While you're coloring, can you start counting the sides of the doghouse? Because that will tell you how many sides are on a pentagon. Did you count five? We have the two that make the roof, the slanted ones, one, two, and then the two on the side, one, two, and then the one on the bottom. So the two that make the roof, the two on the sides, and the one on the bottom make five sides. You've got it. A pentagon has five sides, and all the sides are equal. That means they're all the same length. They're all the same size. That makes a pentagon. All right, I have colored. You can go ahead and color the roof too if you haven't, just for fun. Color the roof. So a pentagon is the shape of this doghouse. Now you kind of know what we're going to be looking for. It has five sides. They're all equal. There's two that make the roof, two that make the sides, and one that makes the bottom. Yeah. All right, put down your red crayon if you haven't yet. Now that you know what a pentagon looks like, look for something else in our picture that could be a pentagon. What do you think? Yes, do you see the birdhouse? It's shaped just like the doghouse. Let's do the birdhouse brown. Find a brown crayon, and let's do the birdhouse brown. All right, so let me ask you this. If you have been doing the listen and learn shape activities with me, then you'll know what attributes mean. We want to talk about the attributes of a pentagon. If you haven't been doing the other shapes with me, you're thinking, attributes? What is Mrs. Olm talking about? Why is she so crazy all the time talking fancy stuff? Well, attributes mean, tell me, what is a pentagon like? What makes a pentagon different than a circle? What makes a pentagon different than a triangle? Tell me, how many sides does it have? Five. Okay, take two more seconds for your birdhouse. Two and one, put down your brown crayon. Let's color the birdie while we're on the birdhouse. I mean, we might as well. Let's color the birdie blue. It's a cute little birdie. And you can do his beak orange or yellow, okay? So an attribute of a pentagon, something that we know about a pentagon is it has five sides. Well, if it has five sides, it's probably going to have how many corners? Five. You've got it. All right. You know what? Go ahead if you haven't yet. Take your brown crayon and color the pole of the Pentagon's birdhouse. Yeah, color the pole. Just get it done. We'll just color that in really quick. All right. So we've got a brown birdhouse with a blue birdie inside, and it's in the shape of a pentagon. What's gone? The penta. Pentagon. Yeah, five sides. All right, put down all your crayons. Do you see anything else in our picture that is in the shape of a pentagon? There's still a lot left. Yeah. Do you see the soccer balls? What's on the soccer balls? They're black. Pentagons. Did you ever know that? Did you already? Now, when you look at a soccer ball, you're never going to see it the same way. You're going to say, hey, there's a pentagon. There's black things on that soccer ball or pentagons. Let's color the big soccer ball, the one by the boy in front of his foot. Let's color that one orange. Have you ever seen an orange soccer ball? I have. My dog Murphy loves to play soccer, and she actually has an orange soccer ball for real in our backyard. Yep, for real. And the black things on her soccer ball are called what? Pentagons. Five sides, all equal. They're all the same length. Each side is the same size. And they all have five corners. Yep. All right, put down your orange crayon in 3, 2, 1. Let's look at the little soccer ball in the back. Let's pick a color. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? Let's do green. Find a green crayon. Let's color the soccer ball in the back by the grass. Color it green. Those have pentagons on them too. Soccer balls have pentagons on them. Now you know, and you can tell people about it. All right, take 3 more seconds for your green soccer ball. 3, 2, 1. All right, do you see anything else in our picture that could be a pentagon? Yes, the flowers are shaped like pentagons. You all are too good for me. Yeah, there are a lot of flowers. We're going to color them different colors, so I need you to listen. Do you see the two big flowers in front of the birdhouse at the bottom of the birdhouse? There are two of them, and they're big. They're attached kind of to the pole. See those? Okay, I want you to color both of those pink, not the leaves, the pentagon shape of the flower. Five sides, five corners, all the sides are the same length. They're equal. The side, the side, the side, the side. Did I say five sides yet? I lost count. Okay, so we have two pink flowers by the pole of the birdhouse. While you're coloring, go ahead and do green leaves on those two pink flowers. Go ahead. Green leaves by those two pink flowers. This is the listen part. This is the what color is Mrs. Oldham telling me to color, and what is she asking me to do? This is the lesson. Follow directions. Okay, 2, 1. Please put down all your crayons. Okay, do you see the two flowers, the little flowers, in front of the dog? The cute dog. I love that dog. Do you see the two flowers in front of the dog? Okay, we're going to color those two flowers purple. So find any kind of purple crayon and just color the pentagon shape of the flowers purple. The two flowers in front of the dog. We'll make those purple. And then after you've colored the purple pentagon shape, you can do the green leaves, any kind of green. If you have light green, you could do that. I don't think I have a light green. I don't know what happened to my light green crayon. Okay, what shape are we working on? What do we call this five-sided shape? Pentagon, you got it. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. All right, look for the two flowers by the grass in the back of the picture. One is right next to the soccer ball, and the other one is right next to the doghouse. Do you see them in the back? Okay, we're going to color those two yellow. The pentagon shape should be yellow. We're looking at the two flowers in the back. One is right next to the doghouse, and one is right next to the green soccer ball that we colored. Make the pentagon shape yellow. And then after you have the yellow pentagon shape, go ahead and color green leaves. All right, so we are coloring pentagon shapes. And we are learning about the attributes of a pentagon. How many sides? How many corners? The sides are all the same length. Okay, put down your crayons. There's one flower left. Do you see it? It's kind of by the birdhouse. It's behind the boy. Okay, for that one, let's do red. Make that a red flower, red pentagon shape. This flower is all by itself in the middle of the grass. So do a red pentagon-shaped flower and then green leaves. All right, 3, 2, 1. Put down all your crayons. There's one more object. Actually, there's 3 of them that have a pentagon shape. Do you see them in our picture? Do you see the keys? It looks like he dropped his keys. The whole of the key is a pentagon shape. We're going to color the holes of the keys only. Pick up your pencil and color in the holes of the keys, the pentagon shape in the middle of the keys. Color those with your pencil. Just that part. Don't color anything else of the key. Just the pentagon shape. Got it? All right, hang on to your pencil. We are going to trace 4 pentagon shapes. Do you see them? Some are tilted, some are upside down, but I want you to start tracing. Trace neatly. You can count the sides while you're tracing. 3, 4, 5. 5 sides, 5 corners. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 corners. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's easy to see. 1, 2. I'm tracing the 3rd shape. 4 and 5. And then scoot over. I'm tracing the very last pentagon. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sides. All the same size. All right. There is extra room next to the pentagons that we just traced. I want you to try to draw 3 pentagons on your own. Do your best. Start with the roof part of the pentagon. Then the sides kind of come in a little. And then the bottom. Now don't panic. You can make little or big. Don't panic. Try your best. We're not going to keep erasing and starting over and erasing and starting over. Just do your best. It will all be fine. Well, no, you tried your best. My first one turned out great. My last one, not so much. Okay, put down your pencil in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, scoot down to the next section. There are a bunch of different shapes. We are looking for the pentagons, the ones with how many sides? 5. So I want you to pick up your red crayon, any kind of red will work, and I want you to color the pentagons only with your red crayon. There are 4 of them. You should color 4 red pentagons. Leave the other shapes alone. So check, make sure they have 5 sides. Don't accidentally color something like a triangle. But if you accidentally color something you didn't mean to, just put an X through it. Just cross it off. It is totally okay to make mistakes. So pentagons can be big. They can be little. They can be red or purple. They can be fat or skinny. But they are all the same because they have 5 sides. How many corners? Yep. And the sides are equal. They're all the same. Okay, take 3 more seconds for your red pentagons. 3, 2, One. Okay, come down to where you see the envelope and the flower. This part's easy, this one, because we know which shape is the pentagon because we just practiced coloring it. Is it the envelope or the flower? Yeah, it's the flower. Let's color the flower purple, the pentagon shape. You can come back later to color these leaves. We're just going to move right along because we're running out of time. So a purple pentagon shape. Take two more seconds. Two. One, scoot over. We have a watermelon and earrings. Which one has the same shape as the pentagon that we've been working on? Yeah, the earrings. Look how pretty those look. Let's color them yellow so it looks like they're diamonds and gold and beauty and fun. Yeah, yellow earrings. Color both of them yellow. All right, and then scoot over. We have a necklace and a round rug. Which one, the arrow is pointing to the gem on the necklace. Which one has a pentagon shape? The gem on the necklace or the rug? Yeah, the gem, the jewel. It looks so pretty. Let's color it pink. Color the pentagon pink. And we did it. You are pentagon experts. You know the attributes of a pentagon. How many sides? Five. How many corners? Five. Are the sides equal? Yes. We did it. Boys and girls, you rock. I rule. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.